What's up, everyone? Thank you for joining me again. This is another episode of the Lanshead Gaming News Podcast. This is your host, Michael. Let's get this rolling. What's up, everyone? For all the returning listeners, thank you for being back. And for all the new listeners, thank you for joining. Today, I'll be talking about my top three disappointments in gaming of 2018. So number three is that there's no more Wolf Among Us, and this is because of all of Telltale's layoffs and drama that they've had this year. I was excited earlier this year where one of my favorite stories in the game was finally going to get another sequel. Wolf Among Us was a fantastic game by Telltale with an intriguing story and interesting characters. It was a dark and gritty story about the fairy tale characters we're all familiar with, like the Big Bad Wolf and Cinderella, just to name a few. It was based on a graphic novel called Fables, which hopefully one day I'll get around to reading. But with all the layoffs and drama at Telltale, it looks like The Wolf Among Us and other Telltale games like The Walking Dead won't be getting new editions anymore. I really hope that they can salvage it, but it's not looking too promising. Number 2. Next is the PlayStation Classic. I can remember back when the PlayStation 1 came out. I got it as a Christmas present that year. And it was the first console I'd ever owned. The first game I had for it was the first Spyro game, one of my favorite games still. I spent so much of my early childhood playing that PlayStation, so obviously it has a special place in my heart, like it does for others with similar experiences. So naturally, I was excited to hear about the PlayStation Classic. I was highly dissatisfied when I saw how bare the library of titles was. I had a lot of PlayStation games growing up, but only a handful of those games in the PlayStation Classic are ones that I played. It seriously lacked in the area of games. It was a great idea, like Nintendo is doing with their mini nostalgia consoles. But for some reason, Sony just couldn't deliver. Maybe if they do something like a PlayStation 2 Classic, maybe that'll be an improvement. And last but not least is Fallout 76. So I was a big fan of Fallout 3 and Fallout 4. Like many, I put numerous hours of my life into both, and unfortunately I've never played New Vegas, which I heard was fantastic. But Fallout is a beloved franchise, so when Fallout 76 was announced, people expected more from it. I've yet to play the game, but I haven't heard all too much good about it. I've heard it feels empty and devoid of life, which is a problem for creating a good online multiplayer experience. Couple that with bugs and other Bethesda drama, and you have a recipe for disaster. You'd think they know better than to screw over their fan base like that with a half-assed game. And thank you all for joining me in this short episode talking about my top three disappointments of 2018. Friday's episode will be more upbeat as we talk about gaming wins of 2018. And as always, please like, favorite, subscribe, and share with your friends if you like the podcast. I look forward to everyone joining you next time. Peace.